Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website, which is www.theorganicview.com. If you have any questions or would like to connect with us, you can simply post a question on our wall on Facebook, send us a tweet to @TheOrganicView, or contact me directly at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, one of the most trusted names in certified organic clean foods. Listeners of the Organic View Radio Show can receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. Simply enter the coupon code ORGVIEW when prompted during checkout. That's ORGVIEW. For more special offers, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. On today's show, animal advocate Prince Lorenzo Borghese will join me to talk about his work with an amazing animal charity called Animal Aid USA. We will also talk about a really exciting fundraiser that is bringing New Yorkers together to help these animals. So I would like to welcome back to the show Prince Lorenzo Borghese. Good afternoon, Lorenzo, and welcome back to the show. So nice to have you.
Thank you. It's so nice to be back.
Lorenzo, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with Animal Aid USA?
Well, I started a pet line called Royal Treatment about, I'd say, 13 years ago, and it was simply because my dog had dry skin, and I developed a shampoo for her that helped her. And all of a sudden, I was in the pet industry, and because I was in the pet industry, I started doing more and more research about animals, and I found out that, unfortunately, in the United States, there's a lot of legal cruelties that are happening, such as the gas chamber in many states is still legal, and that's how they euthanize dogs and cats. And I also realized that there's so many shelter dogs out there that need homes, and a lot of people aren't even aware that they can adopt purebreds or whatever dog they want. They just have to go on the internet and they can find them. And so my main goal was to bring awareness to some of the cruelties that was going on in order to stop it, and also to bring awareness on why it's so important to adopt. And that's how I started Animal Aid USA, and I started it with my partner, Karen Talbot, who actually educated me on many things involving animals, such as the gas chamber. And another cool way they euthanize animals is called cardiac heart sticking, where they actually try to puncture the heart with a needle and inject it with poison to kill it. And she educated me on adoptions, et cetera. And we started Animal Aid USA together about 4 years ago.
And you've done some really amazing work, not to mention the fact that you've also made a lot of personal sacrifices by spending so much of your time. I remember a while back, you actually spent your Thanksgiving traveling to rescue some dogs that were about to be euthanized.
Our group travels from South New Jersey to Georgia once a month. And we're all volunteers, and it was a caravan, and we go to the same town in Georgia. And from that town, we work with a local shelter that doesn't allow any public adoptions. And they had a 98% kill rate, and we went into that shelter and brought it down. I believe it came to under 10% in just 3 years because we pulled all those animals and found them homes. And on a monthly basis, we actually average over 100 lives that we save. And it's because of these wonderful volunteers that drive from South New Jersey to Georgia every 30 days. And, my first trip was over Thanksgiving, I guess, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. And I went with Karen, and she showed me what was going on down there. And, you know, after I came back, shortly after, we started Animal Aid because I just wanted to help raise more funds and awareness and help her continue doing her missions and doing her monthly caravan.
Thank you. Lorenzo, could you explain to our listeners why it's better to adopt a dog rather than to purchase one?
Well, it's actually very simple. It's if you don't adopt, what tends to happen is that these shelters get overpopulated, and hence, unfortunately, many animals die and they are euthanized. And there's millions upon millions of animals being euthanized every year. And the fact is that if just 20% of the people who purchased a dog actually adopted one, the United States would be a no-kill country. So it's very simple. Any dog you want, I'm telling you, it is out there. You just have to go on the internet and search it. And there is many of them that need homes, and you don't have to purchase them. So essentially you're saving a life instead of buying an animal from, you know, a lot of times from these breeders, or, well, breeders are okay, but the puppy mills are not, where these dogs live in a very cruel environment. They actually live in cages. They don't get walked. They don't get loved. They don't get held. They don't get the nutrients they need. And it's just, you know, I mean, picture a bunch of chickens in cages. That's how these dogs live in these puppy mills. And every time you go to a store that buys from puppy mills, that's what you're supporting. And you're also not supporting the fact that other dogs are in shelters. And if you don't adopt, many of them die. And so it's just simple. You should always look to adopt a dog or a cat first. And if for some reason you can't find that dog or cat, then I say it's okay, go ahead and purchase one, but make sure it's not from a puppy mill. Make sure it's from a reputable breeder.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to bringing about change, education is so incredibly important. Can you talk about the Animal Aid Club?
Sure. This is a club that we are trying to get more and more schools involved with. And what it is it comes with a play that the children put on, and it's a play about bully breeds such as pit bulls, and it teaches children that, you know, these breeds aren't necessarily bad, it's just how they were brought up. And with that play, what we ask the school to do is to go to a local shelter and come up with a local shelter and get pictures of the dogs that are up for adoption. And what they do is they take those pictures home and they decide on one dog they want to save, and that shelter will go ahead and put that dog on a hold period on a no-kill list for 30 days, and then the students have 30 days to find that dog at home. And what we've seen happen is that it's 100% success rate, because when children come home with a picture of a dog and they tell their parents, we need to find a home for this dog or it may die, the parents get more and more involved, and of course no one wants a sad story to this, and it's 100% success rate where all these dogs are adopted.
I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea, and it's a great way to get kids involved, especially with something that so many people are animal lovers, really want to do something, but they're not sure how. And with the kids are always resourceful. And I just want to tell you, this is just really brilliant. And I'm more than happy to share this information with our listeners. Could you just give your website to our listeners so that they can check that out? Because I know I have a lot of teachers and other educators that will want to connect with you with the Animal Aid Club.
Sure. It's animalaidusa.org. On that site, there's a link to our Animal Aid Club.
Thank you. Now, you have a really exciting event coming up. Can you talk a little bit about that and how people can purchase tickets?
Sure. Our event is January 29th. It's in New York City at the Jane Hotel, and it's our annual fundraiser. And they can purchase tickets by going to our Facebook page, which is Animal Aid, or they can actually find me on Facebook, and I can send them the link. We're actually halfway sold out. We'll be sold out by Wednesday, but the event is really to raise more money for the organization and help all these volunteers that drive down each month to, support them. But more importantly, I guess I should say just as importantly, unfortunately, we had our ranch in Georgia that was recently shut down, and it was shut down because some of the neighbors didn't want us there. And it's a long story, but unfortunately, we decided that we would leave. We weren't being forced out by actual laws. We were forced out by some people in the local community that I believe were jealous that there were Northerners coming into their territory. So we decided to close down our ranch, and we have to relocate, which means we have to build all our pens again. We have to build the fence. We have to get new land. And so I just want to try to get this done as soon as possible. In order to do that, we need to have another fundraiser. And again, that's on January 29th in New York.
Thank you. Could our listeners make a donation even if they're unable to attend?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just go right to animalaidusa.org, and there is a donate page on the site, and they can use PayPal or any checks, credit cards, however they want to donate. And we, of course, say we'll take anything, you know, whether it's 5 cents, a dollar, or any donation, we will make work. And I also want to stress that 100% of the proceeds go to save animals. They don't go to salaries. They don't go to our hotel rooms when we travel. They 100% go right to the dogs.
That sounds amazing. And, you know, there are not many charities that actually do that. So, you know, the work that you do is so incredibly important. And I know that especially our listeners, I'm sure, will be very supportive of all of your work. Lorenzo, thank you so much for being on the show today. You were such an inspiration, and I sincerely wish you all the best with the fundraiser and with your continued work with Animal Aid USA.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate the support and you helping me get my story out there.
You're very welcome.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, thank you for tuning in. For more information, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. Have a great afternoon, everyone.